Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The DH, Bob Hamilton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brent Main. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Keith Lockhart. Batting eighth. The right fielder, John Nunnally. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tom Gordon. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Alexander. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Manto. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Curtis Goodwin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Goodwin strikes out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Joyner takes first base on ball four. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander misplays the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Joyner moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Main and he is out, Howard applying the tag. One out. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Palmeiro takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nunnally. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Palmeiro moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Main strikes out. One out. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lockhart strikes out. Two outs. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manto hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Joyner moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmiro fields it and throws to second for the out. Joyner moves to third. One out. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Maine is 0 for 1 in the game. Maine hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joyner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lockhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhart hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Palmiro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Palmiro hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nunnally is 0-for-1 in the game. Nunnally strikes out. Hoyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nunnally out. One out. David Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive towards first. Palmeiro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into left field. Anderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Anderson. Coleman moves to second. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. That's a stolen base and an error. Coleman scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Royals. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodwin hits a pop-up towards third. Manto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles strikes out. One out. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manto is 0-for-1 in the game. Manto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Manto moves to third. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manto scores. Hammonds moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive towards short. Howard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Lee now pitching. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maine is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maine strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne pinch hits for Keith Lockhart. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne hits a pop-up towards third. Manto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nunnally is 0 for 2 in the game. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. David Howard now playing second base. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Manto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hammonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Goodwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Goodwin. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Goodwin steals second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Royals. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodwin strikes out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alexander scores. Palmeiro moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Royals. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Armando Benitez now pitching. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maine is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Maine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin. Gagne reaches second base with a double. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nunnally is 0-for-3 in the game. Nunnally hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Royals. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Goodwin moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Joyner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Barbary pinch hits for Jeff Manto. Brett Barbary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Barbary hits a line drive into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.